We as parents have a vested interest in seeing youth succeed. Regular access to civic engagement opportunities can lead to better outcomes for children, young adults, and their communities. Hello and welcome to this week's show. My name is Taiba Tolaniyo, and I'm the radio host and host assistant for the New Heights Show on Education and the New Heights Educational Group. I would like to inform you that NHEG is no longer sponsored by Silicon Valley High School. Therefore, we invite our listeners to consider becoming a sponsor. Also, as a reminder to everybody, this show is pre-recorded on Fridays and focuses on youth and issues affecting them. Youth who volunteer are more likely to perform better in school and work and become civically active adults. This week, I'll be discussing some of the benefits of youth volunteerism and how young volunteers can make valuable contributions to the community. Volunteering and Civic Life in America 2014 shows that 62.6 million Americans volunteered 7.7 billion hours in 2014, holding an estimated value of $173 billion. So, what are the importance of volunteerism for youth? While we should support youth volunteerism to better our communities, children and teenagers who volunteer will also see and feel transformation within themselves. In the words of Opportunity Nation, there is mounting evidence that volunteering, participating in service projects, and other forms of community involvement are more than feel-good activities. They can contribute to better outcomes for the youth and for communities. In other words, we all benefit by encouraging selfless behaviors in our communities' youth. There is the need to develop transferable skills. Youth who volunteer regularly practice skills like collaboration and problem-solving that are vital to succeed in academics, the workplace, and their personal lives. Whether it's collecting donations by selling popcorn to their neighbors or spending time reading with the elderly, youth develop an understanding of citizenship that extends into adulthood. Furthermore, volunteering helps teens fill their resumes with robust real-life experiences. That's why colleges and employers look for civically engaged applicants who will thrive in team settings and take on challenging work. Volunteering reinforces social capital. Teens who volunteer build relationships and strengthen their work networks or social capital. Social capital strengthens trust and sense of community and is critical to upward mobility. Research shows volunteerism can serve as an effective conduit to positive educational and career outcomes for low-income youth. The art of volunteering increases the likelihood of finding employment, resulting in a measurable increase in employment among volunteer ages 16 to 24 who were not in school and previously unemployed. In addition, volunteering is an effective avenue for college students preparing to enter the workforce. Employers are 82% more likely to choose a candidate with volunteering experience and 85% more likely to overlook resume flaws when volunteer work is present. Make real change. Volunteering gives youth the opportunity to work through real challenges and make meaningful change. These transformative experiences encourage teenagers and children to confront moral dilemmas, investigate solutions, and employ innovative thinking. As young volunteers begin to notice real changes as a result of their efforts, they establish a cognitive connection between effort and positive outcomes. Young people who volunteer regularly develop a civic identity as leaders and change makers, and therefore become more socially and politically active adults. It has been noticed that volunteering facilitates respect. As children grow, they develop a more refined sense of self-awareness and an awareness of others. Volunteers must put their own needs aside to address the needs of others. Children who do so will also learn to value and understand themselves throughout the process. Empathy and citizenship are developed during childhood and adolescence, and participating in activities like caring for the elderly or addressing homelessness from an early age introduces young people to the process of confronting moral dilemmas and thinking about social change. Exposure to meaningful volunteer opportunities as children and adolescents will help foster lasting empathy and inclusivity, qualities necessary in cultivating safe and unified communities. Volunteering also supports academic success. Nonprofits and volunteer centers have begun to partner with local campuses to develop service learning and other volunteer programs. From them, we've learned that across all socioeconomic levels, teens who volunteer are less likely to feel disconnected from school and work. In fact, 82% of students who participated in self-learning reported increased positive feelings about attending high school, while 75% of students agree that service learning had an impact on motivating them to work hard. The National Youth Leadership Council states that students who participated in service learning scored higher in social studies, writing, and language arts subject tests than non-participating students. When students participate in service learning curriculum, they demonstrate deeper cognitive engagement and greater motivation to learn. And educators are employing service learning as a tool to reduce high school dropouts and increase achievement among at-risk students. Volunteer opportunities paired with a good education are the success power couple for today's youth. Nonprofits and schools together can develop a child and teen volunteerism program to support a rising generation of selfless citizens. The New Height Educational Group looks forward to having you on board as a volunteer. Kindly visit our page to volunteer with us.
Right now, you might be struggling through your classes or even failing them. You might be worried that you may not finish high school. There might have even been a thought that you may not be smart enough. Well, the New Heights Educational Group begs to differ. We not only think you are smart enough, but with our help, you will complete your high school diploma. The New Heights Educational Group strives to improve your academic success through its tutoring services. To learn more, please visit newheightseducation.org and contact us. New Heights Educational Group. Educational resources to help reach your goals.
Hello, listeners. If you're enjoying the New Heights Show on education and want to support or donate to our organization, please visit www.newheightseducation.org. And while you're there, check out our online store.
Welcome back to the New Heights Show on Education. My name is Tai Bartolaniyo, and I've been talking about volunteering as a youth. So what are the benefits of youth volunteerism for communities? The benefits of youth volunteerism are many, and our volunteer organizations and communities reap just as many benefits when we encourage volunteerism among our nation's youth, such as incorporating new skills and ideas into their programs, fostering a community of trust, and encouraging lifelong volunteerism. It also helps to build safer communities. Teens who volunteer are 50% less likely to participate in risky behaviors. They are less likely to become pregnant and use drugs, and are more likely to experience psychological well-being. According to the 2017 Opportunity Index, thriving communities provide an infrastructure that supports civic participation, such as volunteerism and voting, health, education, and work life, second only to youth disconnection. Increased incarceration level is an indicator most associated with opportunity deficiencies for young people. Young people who are supported by their communities are less likely to become incarcerated as adults and more likely to lead healthy, productive lives. By providing opportunities for youth volunteerism, your organization can work to strengthen trust and build a sense of unity among your community's diverse members. Also, another benefit is it spreads the good. 34% of the U.S. population is under the age of 25, and a quarter of the U.S. population is under the age of 18. Communities can tap into this substantial population and significantly increase your volunteer pool. With their vast social networks and technological savviness, youth make for great volunteer recruiters. Encourage teenagers and young helpers to invite their friends, and you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish together. Introduce fresh perspectives. By welcoming youth volunteerism, your organization invites energetic perspectives and new ideas. Generally, involving a cross-section of volunteers can help your programs move forward. In our changing world where information and practices move at the speed of the internet, maintaining the status quo can be a dangerous strategy. Today's youth are the leaders and consumers of tomorrow. Their opinions and input can help voluntary organizations adapt to change and be prepared to meet the needs of the future. According to research, young people are well-suited to solve complicated social problems. Between the ages of 12 and 25, when their brains are fast and sophisticated, teenagers and young adults are especially wired to seek new experiences and take risks. They can adjust easily. They are naturally inquisitive and are more likely to discover creative solutions. They also foster lifelong engagement. You not only increase your volunteer pool in the short term, but you may also build lifelong relationships. That's because those who volunteer when they are young are more likely to become philanthropic adults investing in their communities. There is the need to reach out to parents and teachers to develop regular programs specifically for youth volunteerism. Today's youth just may become your biggest supporters for years to come. Participation in volunteer and civic opportunities from an early age instills empathy, inspires a sense of citizenship, and helps youth find pathways to meaningful education and work. In fact, young people who volunteer help to improve the present while ensuring healthy, secure futures for themselves and their communities. Therefore, what are the best practices for volunteer engagement? Organizations hoping to improve youth need to think about their goals and the tasks they want to accomplish, and about whether youth can fulfill the roles necessary to accomplish them. Regardless of the community, effective practices for engaging youth include the following. 1. Provide meaningful service that directly relates to community or youth needs. Teach critical skills, including providing training, providing careful supervision, addressing problem solving, leadership, teamwork, and life skill, as well as incorporating service learning. Create youth-adult collaborations. View youth as a resource. Celebrate success and recognize youth. Youth can provide added energy, ideas, and values to organizations through youth volunteerism efforts. But there can be substantial barriers to the success of youth engagement. These include the following strategies. Provide adults with advice about how to work with youth and youth advice about how to work with adults. Openly discuss stereotypes that youth may have about adults and that adults may have about youth. Practice shared power, that is, shared responsibilities for activities. Establish clearly defined roles and responsibilities for adults and youth. Establish clear decision-making processes that ensure youth are included in meaningful ways. Pay careful attention to logistical issues that may affect youth participation, including lack of transportation and conflicts with school and work schedules. Incentives, even simple ones like food, can also make a difference. Once again, the New Heights Educational Group looks forward to having you on board as a volunteer. Kindly visit our page to volunteer with us. And there is where I'll be ending today's show. You can reach me by email at olaniyoti@newheightseducation.org. Don't miss another episode of History and Issues of Civil Rights with Barbara Bullen on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join Pamela Clark as she shares Education in the News, a pre-recorded show on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Be sure to check out our previous radio shows and join me every Friday at radio.newheightseducation.org as I discuss yet another issue youths are facing. And not to forget, we would like to inform you that NHEJ is no longer sponsored by Silicon Valley High School. Therefore, we invite our listeners to consider becoming a sponsor. Remember, a troubled youth is a troubled adult. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.